It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, July 22nd. I'm Patricia Naft. The BLM is giving more time for residents on the Western Slope to chime in about future plans. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The Bureau of Land Management is extending the comment period for the Uncompahgre Field Office Draft Resource Management Plan. It's a big name for a proportionally big plan. It sets the tone for the whole area, analyzing impacts to important wildlife and environmental resources while balancing the need for resource use, like grazing, recreation, and the big one, mineral extraction. The Uncompahgre Field Office covers over 1.5 million acres in Delta, Gunnison, Mesa, Montrose, Ouray, and San Miguel counties. The decision that the BLM makes will determine what public lands are available for oil and gas drilling. They've created four options: A, do nothing and let the old plan stand; B, open up the area for resource use; C, conserve resources; and D, a compromise between the two. The comment period was set to end September 1st, but will remain open until November 1st. You can find more information at the BLM website.
That was KVNF's Jake Ryan. Two men found dead in the Colorado River Sunday have been identified: 49-year-old Richard Shoemaker of Grand Junction and 44-year-old Gary Kiefer of Mesa County. Investigations into their deaths are still ongoing, but the Mesa Sheriff's Office believes the deaths are unrelated. A bear in Aspen was euthanized Wednesday after it attacked an employee on the Sundeck restaurant. The 70-pound animal charged at a chef who shot it. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers then euthanized it. According to the Aspen Times, patrons of the restaurant had been hand-feeding the animal on the outdoor patio. Tuesday's Colorado oil and gas hearing in Glenwood Springs attracted industry workers and Battlement Mesa residents presenting opposite sides when it comes to drilling within the Battlement Mesa development. As KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh reports, many citizens felt let down by their leaders and powerless to stop drilling near their homes.
Battlement Mesa residents and oil and gas workers alike had something to say to the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission Tuesday morning in Glenwood Springs. Nine people who worked for URSA Resources in one capacity or another hailed the company as stewards of the environment, transparent, safe, proactive, and perfect.
My name is Travis Byers, and I live in Rifle, Colorado. In all my life of working so far, I haven't seen any industry that puts that much into their communities, especially URSA. And just to note that they're there, you know, for us, we feel like as a working class that, you know, they're there to support us, support our safety, support the community, and hopefully keep jobs and work going in the valley.
While Commissioner John Benton dozed, Battlement Mesa residents presented their concerns about living close to natural gas pads. The COGCC recently approved one of URSA's two proposed pads within the Battlement Mesa development boundary. Francie Candlin, whose home sits 60 feet from URSA's proposed pipeline, said the well pad permit and approval process has opened her eyes to how little influence the public really has.
At my first hearing, I was absolutely dumbfounded to find out that 60 homeowners from Battlement Mesa, who had collectively traveled 6,000 miles to a hearing in Glenwood, and who had by far the most to lose in terms of their quality of life, their health, and their property values, had absolutely no legal standing whatsoever.
Matt Lepore, director of the COGCC, said in a hearing this spring that URSA's proposed pads within Battlement Mesa were eligible for a large urban mitigation area analysis. But Tuesday, he told KDNK that there was no need to repeat the consultation component that's key to that review.
Part of the large urban mitigation area facility rules are consultation with the local government. If the application was pending when the rules became effective, which I think is the case here, that consultation is actually waived because we didn't make people go back in time to consult if they had already filed their application. What we did, regardless of whether the application was filed, was require them to do the best available technology, kind of heightened review for best management practices.
Even though residents could appeal the COGCC's approval of a pad inside the Battlement Mesa development through Garfield County, it's unlikely that this will happen. Garfield County commissioners were the first to approve the proposal last year. Later on Tuesday, the COGCC fined IRSA a little over $20,000 for an odor violation from a pad near Battlement Mesa. The fine had been reduced from about $46,000, and the decision was just another blow to Battlement Mesa residents. At a press conference hosted by the Grand Valley Citizens Alliance and Battlement Concerned Citizens who have been working to stop drilling close to homes, Doug Saxton summed up the mood.
Drilling will be allowed within the boundaries of Battlement Mesa regardless of proximity to homes. There will be no serious challenges by the COGCC to the operators on their choice of sites, no alternative site analysis, and no consideration of longer reaches. And there will be no public hearings unless requested by the operator or a local government. Residents who are impacted the most and with the most to lose will be able to submit written comments but not request a hearing because residents have no standing to request one.
Other residents, such as Marianne Keller, told KDNK they were discouraged and ready to move away.
I came from New Jersey and I thought the politicians in New Jersey were not for the people, but I came here and it's just the same. So I guess it's the same. Citizens don't count.
Kathleen Kingdon said the process has changed her mind about democracy.
Well, we've been sort of written off as, you know, we're sort of like wildlife. We aren't allowed to participate in anything, irrespective of the assertions that we live in a country that touts participatory democracy. I really think democracy's on a downslope slide.
But the citizen groups say they haven't given up. IRSA has plans for more well pads inside Battlement Mesa and one 700 feet from Grand Valley High School in Parachute, so the work is not over yet. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.